Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With Bryce Young. Young is going to take off running. Bryce Young, touchdown Alabama. Does it with his arms, and now he does it with his legs.
For the most part this year, we've executed well. We didn't execute well tonight, and that had a lot to do with them. So give Alabama credit, and we got a lot to work on.
Brad Nessler on CBS, and of course, Kirby Smart talking about how they have a lot of adjusting to do over the next 34 days. Welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If Georgia is going to win the national title this year, they are going to have to make adjustments on both sides of the line. We understand that, but really the adjustment is at quarterback here, and whether or not Kirby Smart will get out of his own way and play the five-star guy that he's got sitting on the bench. He lets these guys rot on the bench, and it makes no sense to anybody. I don't understand it. All right, your reaction with John and Hugh. Let's just jump right into the phones here and get people's reaction. Does Georgia have to play JT Daniels, start JT Daniels, in order to win the national title? Williams in Atlanta is on with John and Hugh. Hey, William.
William.
Hey. Hey, what's up, Nick Hugh, and what's up, John?
Hey, man.
Hey, just letting the guy know, I don't know what y'all going to do, because I'm an Alabama fan. I'm just calling in and say roll tide. And, hey, Hugh, this is one of your player brothers, Bird, from D.C.
You talking about Yusuf?
Bird, brother. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, tell him what's up.
Yeah, I will, and I just told him on the other day that I don't care what Georgia do, they ain't beating Alabama.
But hold up, how you from D.C. and you become a Bama fan, though? Well, explain that to me. Orin in his field. Hey, I'm just letting y'all know right now, Bama fans calling with that roll tide, Orin hanging up. So yep. You better get it in quick.
Yep.
You better get it in quick, because he hung up. I wanted to have a conversation. I mean, you know, but hey.
Well, call him on his own damn phone, Hugh.
Yeah, well, you know, I can answer his question for you, Hugh. It's one of those guys that, are they good? Yeah, I'll root for them. Oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you know. You know how many Patriots
jerseys? That's a lot. Listen,
how many, man. Hugh, how many Patriots jerseys do we see at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Mr.?
Man, listen.
Patriots, not Buccaneers.
It's a lot.
Patriots.
Like, I believe that. But then again, I've been around folks that have went to the University of Alabama. They roll with their squad.
Well, sure.
But it's a whole I believe it, John. I believe it. It's a whole lot of front runners that root for Alabama.
All right, let's talk about the quarterback of Georgia. Who should be the starting quarterback at now you say that it will be Stetson.
Yeah, it's gonna be Stetson.
I can't think it won't be, only because I can't think Kirby Smart is gonna change his stripes in any way. It should be JT.
Can I tell you what happened? Like, see, you're hung up. Like, John, honestly, everybody's hung up on, like, and I'll admit, it was a question that I asked during the course of the game. When are you going to go to the other quarterback? Because we've seen that before. We've seen that narrative in basically the same setting, you know, Alabama, Georgia. But the tale of that game is, and I can almost guarantee you, that the conversation is being had is the 41 points that were given up, John. Like, the 41 points that were given up. They play tighter defense. They play tight to being.
Well, right, but we can't assume that they will, though.
But John, I'm comfortable saying this, because I kind of know how those defensive rooms go. The biggest issue, and when you look at that game, when you sit back and you look at what happened, Stetson Bennett did do nothing to win the game for you. But dude, you had cats running free in the secondary.
Yes,
you had
did.
Cats running around like, who the fuck? Ooh.
That was close.
Let me help you out here, Hugh. Let me help you out.
That was really close.
Let me help you out. Look.
We'll get us fired early in the morning, Hugh Douglas, at 7:05.
Man of mercy.
My bad. But I'm like, why can't you cover Meechie, dude?
You may not have to.
No, but I'm just saying, before he got hurt, who lets this cat run around free like
Look,
that?
Look, there's a large – what we saw Saturday was a large gap. You're not going to cover that gap on either end. You're not covering it just with defense. You're not covering it just with offense. But you're going to need to have a little bit more offense and a lot more defense.
Yeah, if you're going to win the national title here, if you're
going
to win the national title, you need JT Daniels to George Pickens. That's what you need to win a national title.
Not only that.
You need your five stars to play like
five
stars,
Hugh. And not only that, you drop George Pickens into the game, and he catches a beautiful pass, and then all of a sudden – you don't see him nowhere near. I understand you're trying to get him healthy and get him up to speed and whatever. But, man, listen, you need more of that, man. You need that. You need that.
Centrale's in Atlanta. He's on with John and Hugh. Hey, Centrale, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's going on?
Not much. Hey, I just want to say roll tide.
Okay, there we go again. All right,
You know it's coming. You know it's coming.
I know. But it doesn't help our conversation at all. A bunch of people that are saying two words.
If you're an Alabama fan, at least add something to the discussion, man. But just don't call in and say roll tide and think it's going to be gravy.
It's amazing. I guess a lot of people listened to the app this morning.
David's in Marietta. He's on with John and Hugh. David, welcome to the show. Hey, David.
No, this is Douglas.
Oh,
Douglas, what's up?
How you doing? Good. Listen, here's the issue. Stetson isn't the main problem, just like you said, Hugh. The problem was this team thought they were the best defense that ever existed, and they got out-coached. And that's where the issue really is. Look at how Kirby was on the sideline. He was perplexed. He was, at times, frustrated. I mean, the play calling was great for Georgia. The problem was is that they were overconfident and they didn't come with their A game. And that's the issue, and it's a defensive issue. You put any quarterback there, doesn't matter.
I disagree. I got to tell you, totally disagree. I mean, to say you put any quarterback, it doesn't matter. I entirely disagree. And the reason I entirely disagree is I don't even know who the hell Bryce Young's backup is. But you put Bryce Young's backup in the game, is Alabama putting 41 on Georgia? The answer is no.
See, that's the thought, but John.
It's not the thought, it's the reality.
But I'll tell you this. And the reason why I don't know if I agree with that, because there were times in that game where the pocket broke down. And Stetson Bennett's athletic ability extended the play. Now, the one thing that I do know a little bit about JT Daniels is he's somewhat of a statue back there, right? And that dude, Willie Anderson, probably would have had a couple more. It's hard to say. It is really hard to say, John. It really, really is. And another thing is there were a couple times I think that where Stetson Bennett didn't pull the trigger when he should have pulled the trigger, like on certain plays, like, you know, as a quarterback, held the ball a little bit too long. But that's me watching the game from my Barker lounger and not being out there on the field. So it's easy for me to say that, mm-hmm. You know, it's easy. But the thing that I can definitely talk about, John, is them dang gun receivers running around there scot-free. Talk about me, hit me, like running through holes. They were so open, they were running through holes in zone coverage.
Yes, they were.
They were running through holes in zone coverage and sitting in the middle of a hole and making plays.
So if you assume that Alabama is going to put 41 on you and they're going to do the same thing for you against you if you meet again in the title game, then what do you have to do? You got to score 42, Hugh.
You do.
All right, are you going to do that with Stetson Bennett? My answer is no. I have no faith that you're going to do that.
But I don't think. But again, John, like I said, I don't think. The quarterback that you need to go toe-to-toe with that guy is not on your roster.
No, I see it. I disagree. I think he is. I think he's a fighter. I think JT Daniels is going to play in the NFL.
John, I didn't say he wasn't going to play in the NFL. But when you talk about what was needed, like, he might be. I don't know. I don't know, John. I don't know. But compared it to what I saw Bryce Young do, you ain't got that guy on your roster. And you and so now you're talking about putting a guy out there that has not been a part of that offense or that timing of that offense damn near the whole season, and you want him to start just threading the needle. You want him to be Dan Marino in that situation. I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't.
You know, I mean, again, that's a failure of not playing him enough during the regular season.
Revisionist.
It's an indictment of the of Kirby Smart for his failure to see the end result here, and the end result is not.
No, but you know, listen, I mean, A talking about he's been calling for. But listen, this is the thing, guys. You didn't need him because you were dominating teams, right? So that's why I say it's revisionist history. Because there was no sampling size of what Stetson Bennett couldn't do because he didn't have to do a whole lot.
I think, but there we do have a sample size with him against Alabama because, like, last year.
Okay, last year.
But it was Alabama and Georgia were neck and neck last year in the second half of that ball game, and then Alabama's first-round quarterback hit a switch. And yes. Threw for 400 yards, and he couldn't play catch up after that.
See, if anything,
same thing this year.
If anything, you could say about Coach Smart is that he has a blind spot when it comes to that position,
yes,
and he has a blind spot to not know what it takes to win the big game in that situation. Because you need a dynamic player at that position, and we've seen multiple examples of Alabama having. A dynamic player at that position. That's the problem. You know, when you talk about, you know, I've heard all week long, you heard about the fact that Georgia now has the 5 and 6 first-round draft picks, so the guys are going to be drafted in the first 2 days of the draft. We heard that this year. You ain't got that guy at that position that's that dynamic. You ain't figured that one out yet. That's the problem. But it's not all on him. Y'all need to quit letting the receivers run free in the secondary. That's what the problem was.
Yeah, but again, that's probably going to exist again. So that means you need to outscore them.
My
if
bad.
You're a five-star wide receiver, why would you come to Georgia?
My bad,
seriously,
Fred.
When they want to throw it 12 times a game, I wouldn't.
Throw the ball to
I mean,
me.
I would go to Tennessee or Florida before I come to Georgia.
I'm open.
A five-star guy. Georgia's going to win this national title. It's got to be JT Daniels to George Pickens. If that doesn't happen, guess what? They ain't going to win it. All right, more of your reaction next. We'll check in on the Falcons here and that situation. Do that and then jump right back into our calls. 404-741-0929. Who's got to be the starting quarterback for Georgia to win the national title? With John and Hugh.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Down Tampa. Gronkowski comes back across, makes the catch, and there's nobody there.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, you always want to have self-belief. And at the same time, you got to strive for daily improvement. That's one of the things Art talked about in the first meeting that we have. And so we've got to get back to work. We've got to seek that growth this week and really work on that during practice. And at the same time, you know that there are plays that are being made. There are things that we are doing well, and we got to build on those. You know, we have to make more of those types of plays, you know, throughout the game, and I think we're capable of doing that.
Matt Ryan talking about the Falcons as they fall to the Bucs 30-17 and now face the Panthers, the shorthanded Panthers, in Carolina next week. NFL headlines brought to you by Cool-Ray Heating and Cooling's Lifetime Parts and Labor Warranty. Falcons at 5-7 aren't necessarily dead yet, if for no other reason, Hugh. And we'll get back to your calls on Georgia in just a moment. In the NFC standings this morning, Hugh, the Washington football team is 6-6, a game ahead of the Falcons. They're in the number 6 spot in the playoffs. The Seattle is in the number 15 spot in the NFC, and they're 4-8. So two games separate, you know, anywhere from being next to last all the way up to number 6. So, I mean, it's you got 10 teams in there between 6-6 and 4-8.
I'll say this. I mean, yeah, they're still alive for the playoffs, but this was the game. This would have gone a long way to make people feel like you got an actual shot, legit shot, to be a playoff contender. You almost pulled it off. What's that song by that one lady? Almost doesn't count. Yeah, it was like that. Kind of like that a little bit.
Yeah. And they lose again to Tom Brady, who's 10-0 all the time against the Falcons. We know that. We get it. See what they got against Carolina coming up this week. Falcons at 5-7, tied with Carolina and the Saints at 5-7. And the Bucs are running away with the division. Not a surprise here. Oh, one other quick thing here. Because of the Hawks game with the Timberwolves, the Pats and Bills will be on our sister station. Monday Night Football will be on 1380 WAOK News and Talk 1380 tonight. I am going to be interested tuning into the beginning of that game. I'm not a weatherman. I'm just reading the weather forecast. And it does say, 37 degrees, sustained winds 25 to 35 miles an hour, and gusts to 55.
Where?
In Buffalo.
Oh, no, it's going to be cold.
55. You ever play in 55 mile an hour gusts, Hugh?
I played in cold weather before, but I don't know if it was 55 mile an hour gusts. I remember playing in weather where, you drink water and it freezes on the front of your shirt, like your jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I remember those games, but yeah. I mean, I don't remember if the wind was blowing. Because at that point, when you get that cold, it don't really matter.
Right.
It's just like, that point, it don't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter.
All the Vaseline you put on and stuff, it don't matter. It's just like,
it's
whatever.
Too cold. Oh, I gotcha. We're reacting to Georgia and Alabama here. And I understand that, and a lot of people are saying, and I know that Hugh's kind of echoing that, look, if your defense doesn't play very well, you're not going to win a national title, and that's absolutely true. But the fact of the matter is, you can't assume at this point that, you're going to be able to keep Alabama down. So I think if you're going to win the national title, you're going to have to prepare yourself to win a game, 48-47.
And let me be clear,
how
too,
best
John.
Do you do that?
And let me be clear. When I say revisionist history, because everybody's talking about, they're with you and with all this and all this stuff. I'm not saying that you're not right in the fact that everybody was calling for JT Daniels all year long. What I'm saying is this. In that game, with his skill set, you need a quarterback that's going to be a prolific passer and find those holes in that defense when they were sending those all-out blitzes and stuff. I don't know if he would have been able to come out there and pick all of that up when you needed him to right away. That's all I'm saying. Not saying that he's not a good player, but to throw him – to take a quarterback that is not that mobile and to try to put him in there the way that defense was bringing it and ask him to carve them up like that just straight off the bench, I don't know if he would be able to do that. That's all I'm saying. Not saying that he couldn't have done it if he would have been out there playing when we were all calling for him to play when he got hurt and we were wondering why he wasn't on the field. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you're asking him to go in there in that situation and win a football game cold turkey. And, you look at Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts when they did it. They had a different skill set. And when you got beat, they were able to extend plays with their legs. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, right. And you're talking about what you don't know, which is fair. And I'm not talking about what I do know. And what I do know is Stetson Bennett ain't winning your 48-47.
No, we agree with that. We totally agree with that. And only thing I'm saying is I don't know if JT's that guy. But I think we're all in agreement when we say, well, hell, at this point, let's find out. Like at that point, we're like, hey, let's find out. We don't know. We're asking a bunch of questions that we don't have the answer to. Dang it, let's find out.
25 days from now, Georgia will tee it up with Michigan in the Orange Bowl in Miami. Michigan team that's got a fierce pass rush. And if you haven't watched Michigan this year, it's a darn good football team. They are a good football team. I've seen them play a number of games. They can play. And if you don't bring your A game, you're going to get beat. And Michigan, by the way, uses two quarterbacks. It's a two-quarterback team. They rotate them in and out. Nathan in Atlanta is on with John and Hugh. Hey, Nathan.
How you doing? How y'all doing this morning, sir?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good. I got two parts, so y'all bear with me. First of all, I agree with you about the defense. Okay, everybody's on Stetson Bennett. First of all, we know Stetson Bennett was not a Heisman Trophy candidate, all SEC team, five-star, all that. So we expected so much out of him. We know he was only going to do so much. He played pretty good. Could he have done better? Yes. But with that being said, John, you keep saying, JT Daniel. We stuck on JT Daniel. It's easy for us looking at the game, on the couch saying, put JT Daniel in. But you know one thing. Yeah, at practice playing horrible. It's a reason that he's not out there. And we always say switch it up. When something's not going right, the first thing we want to deviate from the plan. You can't do that all the time. So with that being said, I just think we own Stetson Bennett a little too much. Now, on the flip side for us, the defense, we're supposed to have the number one defense in the country. So you saying, John, you saying that we can't beat Alabama 45-47 with Stetson Bennett. With us having the number one defense in the country, we shouldn't even be allowed 45, 47 punts anyway.
Well, apparently you are. I mean, I think that's the reality of the world that we're in, though. I mean, and by the way, JT Daniels is a very accomplished quarterback. We've seen that on the field. We saw it at USC. We've seen it here at Georgia. He is a tremendously talented quarterback. Yes, he is a pocket passing quarterback, but he has got great vision. He's got a great arm.
And see, that's the thing.
He's a far more accomplished passer than Stetson Bennett could ever hope to be.
Yeah, like, but when you got when they come in like that, like you getting thrown in the fire. I don't know.
That's up to Todd Monken to create. Put him in a situation where he's going to succeed. You know, a lot of bubble screens, quick outs. You know, get the ball out of his hands. You know, hit wide receiver screens, and I mean, you have to do that for your quarterback. I get it. But maybe you stunt that pass rush by doing that, Hugh. I mean,
yeah, well, like you mean, like do you do that by doing what Alabama did to our pass rush?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just you don't have the ball in your hands very often. Jay's in Southside of Atlanta, and he's on with John and Hugh. Hey, Jay.
Southside.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's
up?
Going on?
How y'all doing, Will? I don't know it. I got to keep it real though. We'll never ever be Alabama trying to play quarterback tight end ball. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I hear you saying the defense is, it gave up too many points. But if the defense out there on the field, bro, if they out there on the field the majority of the game and you're doing three and outs because you got a game manager trying to play tight end ball the whole game, then, shit, that's going to be the, outcome. You're going to have a defense that's going to wear down and going over time, it's going to be some holes. I mean, there was some holes in that zone play. But at the same time, man, you can't have your defense out there on the field the majority of the game and expect for them to hold it down. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you just seen the difference in a quarterback play. You seen a quarterback versus a game manager.
See, this is the unfortunate thing about – and this is why people are upset and using, colorful language this morning, because it's upsetting.
Please don't use any colorful language on our airwaves this morning, y'all.
Y'all, we about to give Warren conniptions. But this is the reason why people are really frustrated this morning, and we're having the conversation that we're having, is because we knew at some point during this season that it was going to come down to the play of the quarterback, whether or not he had to make plays for you, and it did, and that's why there's so much emphasis on Stetson Bennett, even though. He didn't do anything. To me, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't lose you the game. He did not lose you the game. But he didn't do anything to win you the game either. See, that's why we're having this conversation. And people need to understand that. And that's why John is taking the stance that he's taking. Because we can go back to when JT Daniels got hurt and Stetson Bennett was playing. You're never supposed to, in the pros and in college, you're never supposed to lose your job to injury. That's not supposed to be how it
but
goes
it's happened
down.
Multiple times but under Kirby Smart.
Thank you. And that's the problem. And we said all year long, with the way that this defense is playing, that there's going to come a time where your offense is going to have to help you win. That's the frustrating thing about it. Well, Abe said it. Abe was saying that. Abe been saying that forever. And that's the frustrating thing about this. And this is the argument that we're having. Well, not argument, but this is the conversation that we're having here in at the studio. Is even we know what JT Daniels isn't, but hell, we also know what Stetson Bennett isn't. So why not go with JT Daniels in that situation?
More of your calls and reaction here. Jason, Bobby, everybody hanging on. Stay right there, 404-741-0929. The quarterback position is the blind spot of Kirby Smart. It's the one thing that is separating Georgia from national titles. You see the quarterbacks at Alabama and at Clemson and at Ohio State. Georgia, you're playing the backups and giving them the reins. No offense, but true. Next with John and Hugh.
Disappointed in how we played. Give Alabama a lot of credit. Give their defense and Bryce Young and their offensive skill players a lot of credit. They played really well, very accurate, explosive, and he's hard to get down on the ground, which caused us a lot of problems defensively.
Yeah, it did. You know, it's what happens.
We
gonna make it. When you have a five-star quarterback that you play.
We gonna make it.
Here's, you know, again, this is about, you know, Kirby saying in the, after the game, oh, this is a wake-up call. Well, if it is, then the alarms ought to go off in Athens in the offensive coordinator's office here as to who your starting quarterback ought to be if you're going to go forward here. You've got five-star wideouts that you don't use. You got tight ends you do use. But, you know, it's about getting the – stretch the field. Get, you know, if you got to – look, you – there are two ways to fight a fight. One is to – you know, get in there and let your opponent wear himself out, and the other is to go on the attack. You know what? George doesn't like – he doesn't like being on the attack. He wants to play control. I get that. He wants a dominating defense, run the ball, control the game. He likes game control. And that, there's something to be said for that. But sometimes when these guys come at you like this, if you're playing, they come at you in a track meet, you've got to be able to respond. And you can't respond if you guys out there – can't participate and aren't capable of doing it. And this is what I don't understand. You get all these five-star quarterbacks and you don't play them. It makes no sense to me.
I think it's that you got to have somebody a little bit probably more dynamic at that position. Like you got like the traditional players. And listen, I know Stetson Bennett's story and how they called him the mailman and how he's worked hard to be here at Georgia. And I know a lot of people, you know, especially here in Georgia, they love those stories. They love those feel-good stories. But I asked those folks, you want to win a championship or do you want a feel-good story? Because that's what we're talking about. And at that point, you know, and listen, during the course of that game, I asked a question, and I posed it to the fellas. When do you go to JT Daniels? Because this is all hands on deck. This was an all hands on deck situation, and I was like, it was a couple times where I was like, "Hey, man, pull him," but he would bounce back with a good play or something like that. And I remember, I think when I was talking about pulling him, he threw a pass to Brock Vandegrift, and Brock scored. So I was like, okay. That's fine. But you saw as the game progressed, John, you saw that there were times and instances in that game where, listen, and I'm sitting in my Barker lounge, I'm sitting on my bed, I'm watching the game, and I got the same view as everybody else. So I don't know what he saw. But it felt like from my positioning that there were times where, you know, there were some plays that could have been made and he didn't pull the trigger. That's the problem as a quarterback, because every quarterback, like, you know, you have the kind that are gunslingers and you have the kinds that are conservative, and you have some that can thread the needle when they need to thread the needle, put the ball in there. I will say this. Stetson Bennett didn't do anything in that game to take the pressure off of the running game or to pressure them in the passing game. And what I mean by that is sometimes, John, you got to make those tough throws that call the dogs off. And what I mean by that is this. There's been times when we've been out there, like, we blitzed a lot when I played in Philadelphia. We blitzed damn near all the time. But there would be times where we would run, like, two or three blitzes and get gashed on two of them. And guess what? Jim stopped blitzing because it you don't want to get caught. You don't want to get caught. And that's the thing. Stetson Bennett didn't do anything to catch that defense with his pants down. Now, on the flip side, Bryce Young did. Bryce Young did that a few times. You know, where they had the spy. There was one play where they had the spy on Bryce. And the spy guy failed. And Bryce ran for a first down and then some. When you have plays like that come in succession, John, they come back to back, that makes a defensive coordinator real uncomfortable. And guess what he's going to do? He's going to stop calling them. He's going to stop calling blitzes. He's going to play umbrella coverage. And then guess what you do? Now you put yourself in a position where that's what the offensive coordinator wanted you to do. And that's when you got guys running free underneath the coverage and getting yacked yards after the catch. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. You came in and you saw how they were going toe-to-toe at first until Bryce Young started pulling it down and making plays with his legs, something that he didn't do all year. And he was able to find holes in that defense, and he exploited them. And on the flip side, you had a quarterback who I don't know if saying that he was afraid to pull the trigger is a fair thing to say, but he didn't make dynamic plays that you needed to be made in this game. How about that?
It's absolutely fair. I mean, it's true. This is endemic of Kirby Smart since he's been the head coach of Georgia. He's had 3 5-star quarterbacks on his roster, active and ready to play at various times. Jacob Eason, Justin Fields, and now JT Daniels refuses to play him. It just makes no sense. Let's get to your calls here. Jason in Columbus, can Georgia still win the national title unless they make a change at quarterback? Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Okay, I'm going to try to get to all my points and tell Orrin, man, I'll try to abstain from the colorful language.
Thank you.
Georgia will not win a title with Stetson Bennett at quarterback. All year long, Stetson Bennett has been asked to manage the game. I don't think he's thrown more than 20 passes in a single game all season. There's a reason he's been a backup. He is a backup quarterback. He's not a starter. And let me tell you something else. All these 5-star recruits at quarterback, they're watching this, man. Why would you come to Georgia as a 5-star recruit if you know you can lose your job to the backup or the fourth-string guy because
right.
Kirby Smart likes his story?
Right.
And another thing, we got another year of this to sit through because Stetson's got another year of eligibility. And he's going to come back because when he's done at Georgia, he's not playing football ever again. JT Daniels is going to the NFL. That is the guy that should be starting in the playoffs. That's all I got.
All right, we get to Bobby in Jonesboro reacting to the Georgia situation. Bobby, welcome to the show. Oh, Bobby hung up. Let's go to Nate. Nate is joining us this morning. Hey, Nate.
Hi, you guys. How y'all doing, man?
Good, man.
A couple of things right quick. You got to kick the field goals, man. That wouldn't necessarily won us the game, but there was a couple of times in that game where we should have just took the 3 points.
Are you talking about when he went 4 for 4? Yeah, he went 4. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when you're 4th down, man. I mean, you can't go for it and turn the ball over, on downs and let them have it. And another thing on the quarterback situation, JT Daniels should have been starting the game. But I'm gonna be that guy. You know, there's been a lot of times in Georgia's history, man. We haven't won a national championship since I was 6, and there's been a lot of good black quarterbacks come through Georgia, and there's no diversity at that position. Look at Fields a few years ago. Fields got tired of it and left, and look where he's at now. I mean, you got to have that diversity. If you got 5-star quarterbacks, and I don't know why Georgia is all about playing a white quarterback, but
well,
I mean,
I don't know that guy.
I don't think they got nothing to do with
Mac
it.
Mac Jones won a national title just same as a.
Jalen one thing. Hurts. Let's not make it. I know it's probably easy to do, but let's not go there.
Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson both won national titles at Clemson. So I mean,
yeah, I mean, but no, we ain't talking about Clemson, John. We talking about Georgia.
Yeah,
and you know he said so. Like, there's been a lot of cats that I talked to that they echo some of the sentiment, but we ain't going there this morning. We ain't about to do that. We ain't about to do that this morning. We just talking about the quarterbacks that we have on the roster right now, and we're trying to win a championship this year. I don't want to hear that, even though I've heard it a lot. Chickens coming home to roost and all the other stuff. Chuck. Oh, man, Chuck be hitting me with that all the time. But still, yeah, we're talking about the quarterbacks that are on the roster right now. Let's keep it funky. Let's keep it there. And that's it.
The inability of Georgia to have, Kirby Smart make this change, it just confounds me, Hugh. I don't understand it. It makes no sense to me. You know, the one caller, was Bobby, I believe, called in and said, Jason called in and said, you know, if you're a 5-star quarterback, why do you go to Georgia? I'm like, yeah, I kind of agree. Because if Stetson's back next year, Brock Vandegrift, if he's really the real deal, you got to play him. I mean, if he's the 5-star guy, I don't care that he's a redshirt freshman or whatever he is. You got to play him. And by the way, if you're a 5-star wide receiver like George Pickens, why would you come to Georgia if they're going to only throw it 20 times a game? Hugh, I mean, look, Nick Saban made a change. He was winning national titles with the McElroys of the world, right? And those kind of guys, the Coakleys, Cokers, he was winning with those guys because he was so good. And then Lane Kiffin shows up and they change the offense and they go from what Georgia's running now to what Alabama's running and they start putting it in the air, become wide receiver U. And look what they're doing with it, Hugh.
Yeah, and see, that's the problem, John. Again, I can't say it enough, man. I feel like the biggest issue today that Georgia fans have with the performance of Saturday's game is the fact that the quarterback for Alabama was so dynamic. and you've seen that on more than one occasion at Alabama. That's the problem. Within a five-year period, you've seen that position evolve at Alabama. And that's the problem. I think that's the biggest problem that Georgia fans have this morning.
Mike Griffith is senior writer for Dog Nation. What does he think about this situation with his team, the one he covers, as they head to the playoffs against the Michigan Wolverines? We'll talk to him next. Dave Archer also on the Falcons and the Bucks and where we stand going into the game against Carolina this week. All in the next hour on a very busy Falcons at Georgia Monday on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.